When a person forgets his goal, his aim, his mission in life, then marriage will become his goal, and then he'll be wondering how many wives, and this sunnat, and we're not saying sunnat is not our goal in life. When a person doesn't understand his objective in life, then he'll pick and choose and refuse. The type of sunnats he wishes. Tahajjud is also a sunnah. Having that fikr and worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the ummat is also a sunnah. We'll bypass all the difficult ones and choose the easy ones. Hazrat Imam Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, meaty meaty hum hum, picky picky tuk tuk. All the sweet things we enjoying it. And the things which are bitter we spit it out. This shouldn't be the case. The things which are difficult on our nafs, on our desires, when we going to wholeheartedly accept that, we will reform. And if we're running away from our reformation, our life will be trying to reform the rest of the world. But in actual fact, wherever we go, we'll just aggravate problems because we're running away from whose reformation? From our own reformation. It's easy to reform. There's guarantee in our own reformation. There's very difficult to reform somebody else, and there's no guarantee in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me firstly the tawfiq and the ability to be focused and concerned throughout our lives, right till death, about our reformation. Respected brothers and elders, from the side of the Jamiat, there has been a request that all the ulama speak on the topic of nikah. Because of the high levels of marriages breaking, going through turbulence for trivial reasons. So respected brothers and elders, let us look into this great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person understands his objective in life, that I'm here to please Allah, I'm here to make Allah happy, then such a person will not date even before the nikah. Because a rotten root will not bear tasty fruits. A rotten root will not bear tasty roots. We look at the beautiful example of the father of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. He, because of eating that apple, he went to ask for maaf. Long story short, he was told, I will not make you maaf until you don't marry my daughter who's deaf, dumb, blind and crippled. Allahu Akbar. This is such a musibat for the rest of my life. I'll be finished to marry such a person. Eventually, to secure his forgiveness, why did he commit? Because to him, there's nothing better than securing my forgiveness in this very world. In this very world. I can't be waiting for people to send Isale Sawab. They'll remember me when I die, maximum for 1 year. After that, everything is forgotten. Go and see your father, your grandfather, how many times he's visiting his parents' grave. Hardly. It's very, very rare. Go to the Qabristans and see how many people are visiting on a regular basis. Hardly anybody. Respected brothers, this is reality. We are our own priority. We have to secure our forgiveness in this world. With who? With Allah first. A person who is going through difficulty says, Mawlana, I don't know where to start. Start with Allah. We heard that nazam when we were small, that in the alphabets, alif, ba, ta, tha, or A, B, C, they say, is for Allah. Start with Allah. Everything starts with Allah. Make Allah happy, and then Allah will show us and guide us how to rectify matters around us. Start with Allah. So respected brothers and elders, in a marriage, what doesn't a wife do? She sees to our food. She sees to our clothes. She sees to almost everything in the house. When the children come, she sees to that also. And in all of this, respected brothers, she is from a left rib. So she will have her faults. She will have her faults. She will speak, and that is her strong point, speaking. When you go on to work, she's got the four walls. Who am I going to speak to? When you come back from work, you're nice and tired, then she'll fill your ears. And she will speak over time. Really becomes frustrating. But to tolerate this, respected brothers, this goes a long way in us becoming happy later on, in Allah Ta'ala become happy, and a home being established. Every home, every single home will have some up and downs. Every home. But how are we going to deal with it? Are we going to always have that escapism attitude? Every small thing in life, I need to opt out. Every small difficulty in life, what's the easy way out? This is not the attitude of a soldier. We are the soldiers of Allah's army. We should be brave. We should consult. Get help. People ask, what is marriage about? It is about fulfilling rights. The husband is always concerned about fulfilling his wife's rights. And the wife is always concerned about fulfilling her husband's rights. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of Allah can we deny? When each one is worried about fulfilling each other's rights, then that home will always be happy. The boss will be happy with his workers, the workers will be happy with the boss. The musallis will be happy with each other. Every person will be happy. Why? Because everyone is concerned about fulfilling each other's rights. Problem comes about is when a person becomes selfish. And he's now, you know, only searching for his own rights. I'm oppressed, I'm deprived, and people are not doing this, this, that for me. Such a person has gone down the wrong path. Will always be complaining. So, respected brothers, we are speaking about the father of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi. He wanted to secure his forgiveness, and he married such a wife who saw no evil, heard no evil, touched no evil, walked towards no evil. We all want such a spouse. That spouse starts where? It starts from us. And such a union who is committed to the objective of their life, trying to make Allah happy. I want, my goal, my aim, my mission in life is to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. When you have that focus, Allah will give you somebody who has that focus. Many of the youth today say, my wife will put me right. No. She's also waiting for her husband to put her right, and we know what happens after that. They both will wait for somebody else to put them right. So, each one should be worried about their own reformation. And that starts when we are young. When we are young, before marriage, I need to find my Allah. If it's not too late, if we are married, then again, we have to be focused, searching for Allah Ta'ala. That is how the father of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi was, ever concerned. I eat that apple, that is haram, I never get permission. He was worried about what he ate, trying to secure that forgiveness, and what it landed him into such a marriage. And the union from such a marriage, when the father was so concerned about halal and haram, was the coming of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, a saint of such a high caliber. In this day and age, we can have the likes of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi. Are we determined to be such parents? Are we determined to have such children? We want to give our children everything of the best. Mulana, what I never had in my life, I gave it to my son. What you never had in your life was a correct upbringing. The type of upbringing, like the father of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, that's what you never had in your life, but you never saw it. The only thing you saw was, I never have those toys, Xbox, that cell phone. That's what we saw. But we never saw that deen, that marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that focus towards akhirat. That's what we never have, and that was, can there be anything better than that? In Surah A'la, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, many a Jummah we recite that. And towards the end, Bal tu'thiruna al-hayat ad-dunya. Why are you giving preference to the worldly life? Wal akhiratu khayru wa abqa. Whereas the hereafter is better and everlasting. Allah wants us to focus there. Our dunya will come right. But we're looking here and trying to do everything on our own. Allah is handing over the dunya to us. You think you can do? Your job won't be able to sort itself without you. What will happen? Everybody, my workers can't do without me. My wife, my children can't. Drop dead and see how everything will run even better. The factory will run better without you. The shop will run better without you. Your wife will be happy without you. Your children will be happy without you. When we think that nobody can do without us, they'll do better without us. Respected brothers, we need to understand what all the people of the past used to think. They also thought the same way. Where are they now? They're all lying six feet down. And how everything is running without them? Who remembers them? And those who are concerned about the akhirat, how Allah took care of everything of this world. Allah took care. So respected brothers and elders, a marriage will be a happy marriage when we firstly understand our goal and objective in life. And it starts from small. It starts being concerned, focused towards the akhirat. And everything else will follow thereafter. And if we haven't done that, it's never too late. It's never too late. If we're going to drop dead today, then we're going to be asked regarding how we treated our wives. We're going to be questioned regarding how we cheated and why we cheated and where we were looking. We went to the shopping centers and we were looking at all the different types of customers coming to us. We'll be questioned about every action, every glance. What they did, they'll be questioned. But we're going to be questioned about our actions. Let us sort it out now. We got no guarantee that we'll see tomorrow. No guarantee. Today we secure our forgiveness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectify our matters. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. That person who rectifies what is between him and Allah ta'ala, Allah will rectify what is between him and the fellow creation. Allah will put everything right. What is the ideal marriage, respected brothers? The ideal marriage. The husband goes to work, and at work he's thinking, my wife, she's busy with all the children and the house. While trying to iron, the house caught on fire. She's busy, she's worried about that, trying to extinguish that. Then the pot was on the stove. Then somebody phoned her, emergency, some emergency came to her family. But she's not phoning me because she's scared that it will affect my job. I've got such a job that if the boss sees me on the phone, then he will be greatly offended. So she's not phoning me out of consideration for me, but she's going through trauma at home. She's going through a great deal of difficulty. One is with the iron, one is on the stove, the food. And trying to sort out, clean the house. Again, she's going through trauma, difficulty with the children, trying to sort all these different challenges in the house. When you have that in your mind, you feel that as soon as I come home, I must relieve her from all her worries and difficulties. So you are coming home totally focused. I need to go and take her burden from her shoulders. I need to take it over. I need to give her comfort. I need to go and help extinguishing the fire because she was trying to iron and the house caught on fire. I need to go and assist with the cooking. My wife has a mental, psychological breakdown. Mental breakdown. I need to go and comfort her while seeing to the children, sort the house out. When you have that in your mind, then you will want to go home and fulfill her rights. You will want to go and give her comfort. On the other hand, the wife is thinking, My poor husband, he's at work. He's getting shouting from his boss. He's going through difficulty with other workers. Then on his way back from work, he went through a puncture. And then he almost got hijacked. He is finished mentally, physically, from every angle he's finished. As soon as he comes home, she's worried about him all the time. And she's waiting by the door. As soon as he enters the house, warm hug. She gives him a warm hug and immediately sits him down a refreshing glass of water or some juice to drink. And she has hot food ready for him to eat. And then she, after he completes his salah, etc., again, she's looking for every way to give him comfort because he had a traumatic day. The wife is considerate for the husband and how much he went through. And the husband is considerate for the wife, how much she went through. But what is happening today? Each one is thinking, you don't know what I'm going through. All of us think the same way. And that is why there's so much problems. Because we want the whole world to understand us and to work around us. That is the poison that is killing us. That person who thinks that everybody must understand me and work around me. A very, very poisonous attitude. Rather, we should become understanding and find solutions to our problems. Respected brothers, and as sooner a person gets help in marriage, in life, in finding his Allah, the sooner a person gets help, the sooner his path opens up. We feel too shy. Last week, after Jummah Salah, normally immediately I start my sunnahs. And this is what I was advised by my senior, that you start your sunnahs immediately after that. So in obeying, normally after every Jummah Salah, I start my sunnahs. But last week, I was about to start my sunnahs. I don't know what made me turn back. I saw one youngster, so I greeted him from far, but something told me, go towards the back. And he came towards me, Mulana, when can I make an appointment with you? I said, for what? He said, no, I got some questions. I said, come now. I don't know how serious those questions are. I had a very, very busy schedule last week. It's exam time, so every afternoon, very, very tight. So, nonetheless, I sat down with him, and his question is, my first question, I'm asked a new Muslim, and he couldn't answer me. He said, you are my student, from the maktab, from the afternoon madrasa, but you asking a new Muslim, how does that make sense? He says, no, he learnt a lot. But I'm your ustad. Nonetheless, what's your first question? He says, is there the hereafter? Is the hereafter a reality? If not, how do we know? I mean, it mustn't be that we're doing something thinking that there is an akhirat. Meanwhile, there's nothing. So I told him, do you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the entire universe? He says, definitely. I said, we do understand that a tuck shop cannot run without a creator. He says, yes. Then this entire world, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the moon, the stars, every single thing, the rains, Allah has created everything for us. And we understand, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Had there been another creator besides Allah, there would be total chaos. The sun won't rise on time, everything will be upside down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we can already assess tomorrow what time is sunrise. 20 years ago, what time was sunrise on this date, on that time? With such precision, who has enslaved that huge sun? Allah. Allah has enslaved that whole sun. It can't do on its own. He said, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the idolaters of Makkah acknowledged that even before prophethood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke a word of lie. Never spoke a word of lie. Before prophethood, he was known as Sadiq, one who is ever truthful, Ameen, trustworthy, reliable. And Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, this is the kalam of Allah, this is Quran. Could Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be lying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke a word of lie. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah in speech? It says, look at the Quran. If you look at the original Bible, the original current day Bible, not the explanations, there's not a single place in that Bible where Jesus says, I am Allah, I am God. The most I am. Obviously we know what Isa alayhi salam was, a prophet of Allah. But as far as the Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First words of the Quran Kareem in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, the Rabb of the world. Throughout, a person can have no confusion regarding who is Allah. Allah is introducing himself from the beginning of the Quran right till the end. And in this Quran, in the third sipara, on the third page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Uzair alayhi salam, that he passed by a totally destroyed, dilapidated, abandoned town. Not a single soul alive in that town. And the thought crossed his mind, how will Allah resurrect these people? Everybody's gone from the town. It's a ghost town. There's nobody here. How will Allah resurrect, bring this town back alive? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Allah made Uzair alayhi salam pass away and wake up after 100 years. The thought crossed his mind and Allah gave him death. Allah gave him death. When Allah resurrected him, Allah asked him, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِسْتُ. How long did you stay? قَالَ لَبِسْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. One day or portion of a day. قَالَ لَبِسْتُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. فَانْظُرْ. You slept. Your life has been taken away for 100 years. Look at your food. They did not decompose. His food was absolutely intact. Now look at your donkey which you was riding. Totally decomposed. Allah Ta'ala then tells him, now tell the donkey, stand with the permission of Allah. And the entire donkey, he mentioned this, stand with the permission of Allah. And he saw how the donkey came back to life in front of him. In front of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Know well that Allah has power over everything. The very next verse, Allah ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salam, who asked, كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Oh Allah, how will you give life to the dead? قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Allah is asking Ibrahim alayhi salam, you don't believe. قَالَ بَلَا وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. I want my heart to be at ease. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Allah Ta'ala says, take four birds. So Ibrahim alayhi salam took a peacock, an eagle, a pigeon, a rooster. He slaughtered it, commanded by Allah, and he mixed everything up. He took the feathers and the meat, the feet, everything was chopped up. And he mixed everything up. And then he was told by Allah, take a portion of that mixed masala and place on one mountain, then place on the other mountain, third mountain, fourth mountain, you stand on the fifth mountain, and then say, come to me with the permission of Allah. And live Ibrahim alayhi salam saw every bird come together in front of him, the neck from this side, the head of that side, the legs, the feathers, everything coming together, and the four birds come flying to Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Know well that Allah is most powerful, the most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Allah removes dead from the living and living from the dead. A dead egg, no air going inside, no light going inside. Allah removes that dead egg from a living fowl. And from that dead egg, Allah removes a living chick. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given these examples in the Quran so that we understand that Allah who created us first time can create us for many more times. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. A person came before Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had a very old camel bone, and he crushed it in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked, who's going to give life to this? Allah ta'ala replied, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say, that is that being who gave it life the first time, that same being will give it life the second time. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is fully aware of His creation. So respected brothers, there's a piece of earth, a land, desert, abandoned, barren land, no vegetation, you could swear that no life is in this land. Some time passes, it becomes so inhabited that you'll wonder, Allahu Akbar. Once somebody asked Khizr alayhi salam, did you see anything remarkable about the doings of Allah? He says, yes, yes. There was a time when I passed by a certain place. That place was alive with hustle, bustle. The people were moving around. There was water. There was rivers flowing through that town. 500 years later, it was a total desert. Not a single soul on that. Not a single blade of grass. Dead. 500 years later, again, that same place, alive, totally busy, with rivers running through. It says, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah wants us to see His Qudrat. When a person takes out time to bond with Kalam-e-Pak, with the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will secure that iman. Mulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh, he gives this example that the big fish was telling the small fish that, see there's some worms there. You're going to go there and eat those worms. Your food is this side. You don't go there because you're going to bite that worm. That worm is linked to a hook. And when you bite that worm, somebody will reel you in. And then they will take you out. You won't be able to breathe. You'll be, fluttering. And then they will take off your scales. They will chop you up, remove your insides. They'll put you into boiling oil. And with their 32 teeth, they will bite you. That small fish, what this old man is talking. I went to the top of the water. I can't see no people there. I can't see the 32 teeth. I can't see a man. Oh, I don't see nothing here. The rest is history. You know what happened. So, respected brothers, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Amin, who never spoke a word of lie, told us in the qabr, this is what's going to happen. In the akhirah, this is what's going to happen. We need to prepare for our qabr. We need to prepare for our akhirah. And in doing so, we need to fulfill the rights of creation, our wife, our children, and establish a good home with loyalty. It's a triangle. Allah on the top, you and your spouse. When you come closer to Allah, you will come closer to each other. The further you will go from Allah, the further you will go from each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.